This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Joining us right now, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, as we continue to discuss the case of Brian Koberger and a lot of important dates that are not far away. The judge has given Koberger's attorneys, again, now 3 more weeks to submit evidence for Koberger's alibi if he plans to use that in his defense, which has been what they're saying they're going to use. Obviously, the problem being there's no details to this alibi other than he likes to go driving around it. But now they've said you have to provide exact whereabouts of that night and any witnesses or students or anybody who can support that claim. They haven't done it already. Are they going to now? How would they if they already said they don't have anything?
Yeah, it again, I'm fascinated to hear it if it exists, but it does seem like if they had him, here's the car 50 miles away caught on camera, that would be great, you know? But at this point, is the driving around, this is my speculation, just going to be an excuse for why his car was spotted in Moscow near the residence? Oh, he just likes to drive and just happened to be in that area, you know, which would, I think, do more harm than good as an attempted defense. That just doesn't fly.
Yeah, it seems like a slippery slope to go down. It seemed kind of stupid to say that out loud to begin with, that he likes to go driving around at night. Okay, great. Let's figure that out. Where were you driving? And the thing is, now we're going to have to try and find out, does the footage even exist anymore? Which it probably does not. Everything that they've gathered, they've already gathered. And these systems don't tend to hold it much longer than a couple days. So there's likely not going to be any of that evidence to prove it. But even if there is, even if we do find something, isn't it a little more damning towards him if we find footage of him driving in other locations in relation to where the house was?
Yes, I think so. I don't think it's going to benefit them unless they have something that's really going to surprise us all.
Exactly. Were you surprised at all by the judge's decision to not grant that stay and very much lay down a very strict timeline here leading up to October 2nd?
I can't say I was surprised. I don't know enough about, you know, the legal technicalities about how often that's done in a death penalty case. And I had heard from so many criminal defense attorneys that, oh, it's not going to go in October. They're going to delay it. Of course, they're going to delay it. So only from that point of view, I was surprised. But frankly, I think for most of us, when we've got these cases that seem like they just go on and on for months or sometimes years, it's a relief if can we just get to this, you know, so I am in a way relieved if it's going to hurry up.
It really kind of stood to me as if the judge was very much seeing through all the stall tactics and realized, look, I mean, they just keep coming back with the same monotonous nonsense that doesn't really support any arguments. And I feel like he's like, look, if you don't have anything of value to say here for a legitimate defense, then yes, we're just going to keep moving forward unless you raise some issue that we need to focus on. But to have more time to keep going over things that are really nothing, fluff, we're just not going to allow you to keep doing that. And there's the arguments of, oh, there's how many terabytes of data that sound extremely overwhelming. Is this case really that complicated when it comes down to the amount of evidence that they're going through? Or is this very much attorneys, you know, speaking because, of course, they're going to want more time?
Right, right. Yeah, it seems like there's a very clear and decisive judge who seems very fair, but he's, you know, doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. Sometimes you get the sense that judges are almost sort of bullied by attorneys and it can get very convoluted and strange. But this does feel like he's being very clear and trying to be very fair.
It does make you wonder a little bit, though, of with pushing this through at the speed that it's going, which is kind of amazing in many aspects, considering this thing, he'll be in court, in trial, less than a year after the alleged crimes actually were committed, of any sort of appellate issues that could come up on the other end. Because the faster you go through something like this, you know, the more opportunities there are for issues to arise down the road.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.